Scientists are trying to understand the impacts of a historic lack of ice on the Great Lakes. It's been an unseasonably warm winter. Ice coverage along all of the Great Lakes is only about 3%. It's usually 40%. Lake monitor Madeline McGee in Wisconsin worries about the impact of warmer weather.
If you think about, for example, algal blooms that happen in our Great Lakes, a lot of those conditions to set the stage for algal blooms actually happen in the winter.
Those algal blooms could be toxic to humans. Erosion is another issue.
In a year with lots of ice cover, the ice actually can protect the shoreline from those waves. When we don't have ice cover, like you saw today, we have really, really large waves that can erode the shoreline.
Less oxygen would make it into the lower, colder, and denser levels, which could cause plankton and other organisms in the lakes to die. Whitefish and lake trout feed on plankton, so less plankton would cause fish populations to shrink. I'm Ed Donahue,